This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. Approximately 700 years before Jesus Christ was born, the prophet Isaiah foretold his coming, saying, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9, verse 6. Thus, our Lord is described in terms sublime. He gives perfect counsel. He is God, the Son, and remains the only hope of peace for troubled men in a troubled world. Notice especially that his name is called Wonderful. Everything about him is wonderful. He himself is thoroughly a wonder. Jesus Christ is a wonderful Savior. Consider his wonderful person. He was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit without measure, John 3, verse 34, and with power he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, Acts 10, verse 38. We measure men by their words and more especially by their deeds. In the great works of Jesus, we are impressed by his marvelous power and authority. When he forgave the sins of a sick man and then healed his body, the people were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." Mark 2, verses 3 through 12. After he delivered the Sermon on the Mount, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes, Matthew 7, 28 and 29. When he stilled a storm at sea, his disciples exclaimed, "What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Luke 8, 25. But his wonderful works show much more than just marvelous power. They also display amazing divine pity. It was the wonderful compassion of Jesus that healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, made the lame to walk, cast out demons, and raised the dead. It was his marvelous attributes of mercy and forgiveness that caused him to say to the adulterous woman, "Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more." John 8, verses 10 and 11. This same care and compassion beckons us as he invites, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, 28-30. It is also seen in his mission, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke 19, 10. Consider also his wonderful sacrifice. Mentioning this no doubt causes you to immediately recall the scene at Calvary and his death on the cross. That is the focal point of his unselfishness. However, his sacrifice is not limited to that scene alone. To die for us, he had to leave the glories of heaven, and in his ministry leading to the cross, he lived in poverty. Paul wrote, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Jesus once told a man, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Matthew 8, 20. Think, too, about the wonderful nearness of Christ. Jesus promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. He is constantly close to each of his disciples. Jesus is truly a wonderful Savior. His person, his words, his mighty works, his tender compassion, his loving sacrifice, his eternal presence, all make him precious to us who believe. As we sometimes sing, "A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me." Can you claim Jesus as your Savior? He wants to be, but it takes more than wishful thinking or the making of empty claims. It takes sincere obedience to his commands. The Bible says of Jesus, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus asked this pointed question that we would do well to consider, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?"